We're talking today with Mike Schulte, of course, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. 2020 wheat crop is growing rapidly now. We're weeks away from harvest, literally, Mike. It's hard to believe, given all that's happened this spring. Yeah, what are you hearing from your board, from folks that you've talked to about this crop?
Well, certainly we're a week to a week and a half ahead of schedule based on the growing season with the warmer temperatures that we've had. Certainly things looked extremely favorable across the state, but the last week we've really been starting to see freeze damage in southwest and south central Oklahoma. We were hoping that maybe we had escaped some of that, but certainly in southwest Oklahoma, just from producer calls or even what we're seeing at the research stations down at Altus and Chickasha, we know that, that problems do exist. And so what looked like was maybe going to be a bumper wheat crop for the state of Oklahoma certainly, I think, has us reassessing things moving forward. Certainly, I think there is good wheat still out there in central regions and the northwest and north central regions of the state. Producers also have really been having to contend with large hailstorms, so we've had losses there. I'm still hopeful that we're going to have an average crop in the state moving forward, but it's really going to be a challenge for those producers in southwest and south central Oklahoma.
Still haven't heard too much in the northern half of Oklahoma as far as potential freeze damage.
We are seeing some slight freeze damage appear in some of those fields we've had reported from producers. I'd say anywhere from maybe 5 to 10% in fields, and a lot of that is just determined on planting date and also variety.
Right. Now, with the way the world is today, we've obviously had all of the wheat plot tours that are normally scheduled in April and May. They've all been canceled for 2020. And we've also will not have the traditional hard red winter wheat tour up in Kansas on a live basis. And the estimate that's normally done at the Oklahoma Feed and Grain Association meeting, not going to happen as far as the real-time live in-person thing. But May 5th, we do have a virtual event that's been planned.
So moving forward, we felt like it was going to be important for us to be able to report to the media just what we're seeing in the state. We certainly don't want producers thinking that we're not cognizant of the issues that they're facing out there in the field. And we felt like it was important to be able to share with the media just kind of what we're seeing, not only in Oklahoma, but I know other states are going to be doing the same things like Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Our Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association has always put out an annual estimate that was put together by crop consultants, extensions professionals, as well as area agronomists in the state. We are still going to have that reporting taking place. They're working on it right now. We are going to have a Zoom meeting on Tuesday, May 5th, that's going to take place, and producers can sign in for that to listen to those reports from those different regions of the state, and then there will be all that data compiled for an estimate that will be released based off of that information. There's also going to be a survey that is going to be conducted that producers can sign up for, and they can also put their estimates in, and we'll also release that number at the end of the session on Tuesday, May 5th. For producers that are interested in signing up on that, they can go to the OSU Small Grains Facebook page or the Oklahoma Wheat Commission Facebook page, and they can find those links. They can also, if they're on Twitter, use the OSU _ Small Grains page to find those links. And then also Dr. DeSilva, our Small Grains Extension Specialist at Oklahoma State University, on her World of Wheat page, will have the links for that available that I know is on your website. Then we also will also have it on the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website.
So this particular assessment, not quite the same as we've had in the past, but it'll still probably go, what, district by district again?
It will go district by district. We certainly have had more input, I think, from the local level of extension educators. Traditionally, in the past, we've maybe had area agronomists carrying larger portions of the state or these districts that have taken place when making a look at these numbers. But we're really honing in at the local level and trying to get everybody involved with their specific regions to be able to report this data.
So we'll have an estimate. That'll be, of course, ahead of USDA, as it traditionally is, their first estimate of the 2020 wheat crop coming up, what, 12th of May, I think it is?
USDA estimate is released on May 12th. And then Kansas Wheat Commission will be putting a Kansas wheat tour together similar to what is always done by the Wheat Quality Council. They'll also be reporting information from Nebraska and eastern Colorado and be taking our information. And they'll be releasing that information throughout the week of May 18th. And I think the reports will be finalized for a final number to be released by Kansas on May 20th.
So they'll be coming up a couple of weeks after the Oklahoma number and after USDA as well. So that'll be a number that'll be getting fairly close to harvest.
Fairly close to harvest, but we feel like it will also really be a good assessment moving forward, just what we're looking at in the field moving forward, specifically for the domestic and export markets.
Okay, let's circle back around. We have got, as is normally the case in recent years, Oklahoma Wheat Commission working with OSU, the Wheat Improvement Team, and our state wheat specialists have once again got wheat plots all over the wheat belt, about the western half of the state. You've got them from the Red River north to the Kansas border. Those the plots are out there. They can be looked at by wheat producers. They can go and take a look at them, those various varieties that are planted themselves to see what's going on.
Yes, even though we're not having the large field days per se, person-to-person with those meetings, we're really challenging producers to get out to those field days and go look at the varieties. The research is still being conducted at OSU. We have not stopped anything as far as our research programs or the work that's being done on collecting the data. Producers can certainly look at the app for the QR codes on their phones, and they can go and take those up to the signs at the research stations or the research plots. And so they can make their assessments visually out there, but they also then can use those QR codes that will go into greater detail about the information on all those varieties that are available. With that being said, we have had a couple of virtual wheat tours in Altus and Chickasha, and Friday, May 8th, we will be having the Lahoma Research Station field tour virtually, where we will have representation from the Wheat Improvement Team as well as other individuals from the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources giving presentations throughout the morning. And that tour will begin at 8:30 by Zoom. The links will be available also on the World of Wheat blog by our Small Grains Extension Specialist, Dr. Amanda Silva. And also you can find those links to tune into that on the OSU Small Grains Facebook page. Again, the Twitter page at OSU_smallgrains. It'll also be on the Oklahoma Wheat Commission Facebook page and our website. Moving forward, we're just challenging producers to sign up on Zoom to look at this information that's being made available. One thing that I would like to note is we did have this information that was published also on SunUp this past weekend. We'd like producers to realize that it's really hard to get all that information across in a 20-minute segment. So these portals these virtual field days are also available on YouTube, and the links to them are going to be available that will go into much greater detail about the varieties and the specifics of them and the things that differentiate them in the marketplace that Dr. Da Silva has put together in her presentations.
And she actually walked down almost like a real-time live wheat tour, plot tour that folks have been at down through the year. She walked and looked at all the varieties, gave some information. That's obviously appeared on the screen. So it was a very detailed YouTube for both the Alta station and the Chickasha station that are currently available. And I know they'll have a lot of that information, obviously, at the Lahoma day as well.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. You can go to wheat.okstate.edu to find more details about the variety plots around the state. The replicated plots are on a state map located on that particular website put together by the wheat team up at Oklahoma State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.